Jingleheimer.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
It's the KCB Request Hour today on location here at the Junction Center, hosting a pop-up party with Align Life Ministries. It's their Walk Run Plus Move for Life event. And Julie Baum joins us. Many of you out there know Julie. She's the Church Relations Associate for Align Life Ministries. And look at that. It's like on cue. Here comes the rain.
Yeah.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yes.
You did not have, I mean, maybe a little sprinkle.
Yeah.
But it was great for walking, great for running.
It really
and
was.
Now let it rain.
That's right. The skies can open now.
Because we do need the rain. Yeah.
We do. I know. Yeah. Thank you, farmers, for being patient with us this morning.
Julie, we have not talked yet about the theme for this year.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to share. So our theme at Align that God gave us is God of Redemption. And it's because we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus on the cross, and we see his redemption on display at Align through our clients' lives as he takes what was, you know, kind of bound up, and he just gives it freedom, and there's life-giving things happening there. So I actually have a little story, Lisa, could I share?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
About a sailboat. This helped me understand redemption. So our friends out there, maybe this would help you too. So once upon a time, there was a little boy who built a sailboat, and he took such care and made this little boat, and he took it down to the river in his town to try it out. So he put the boat on the water, and it started to sail, and it did so well, and eventually it kind of sailed, though a little bit far, that he couldn't reach it. And the next thing he knew, the current just took it way down the river, and he lost his little boat. And he was so sad. He went home and told his parents, and a couple weeks later, they were walking downtown, and there's a thrift store at the center of town, and in the window of that store, he saw his boat. Somebody had found it, and they had put it in the store window. So he went in, he said, sir, to the shop owner. He's like, may I please have my boat? That's my boat. I made it. And the shopkeeper said, sorry, son, I just bought that boat, so I need to sell it. So if you want that boat back, you're going to have to buy it. So he went home and he did chores and he earned the money. And when he had saved enough, he went into the shopkeeper and he said, I would like to buy this boat now. And the shopkeeper gladly handed him the boat as he took the money. And as the little boy was leaving, he said, you are now twice mine, little boat, once because I made you and a second time because I bought you. And that, my friends, is how God feels about us. He loves us. We are twice his, once because he made us and twice because he bought us with the blood of Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Define redemption.
Yeah.
For our kids' cookie breakers.
Yep. So redemption means that someone rescues you from a bad situation by paying a price. That is what Jesus did when he died on the cross. He paid the price for our sins so we don't have to pay that price. And he rescued us from being kind of slaves to sin, because we're free because he set us free. So he rescued us from a bad situation by paying the price with his life.
Oh, Julie, I love that. Hey, share about your new Ephrata building. So exciting.
Yeah, thanks so
much. Yeah, new Columbia, new Ephrata.
Oh, I'm telling you, God is up to a lot at Align. So yeah, we had been looking for a while. We wanted to have ultrasound services so that we could help pregnant moms and the fathers of the baby be able to see their babies before the baby's born, so they know how far along they are, so they know that the baby is kind of in the right place in the mommy's body and all of that. And so we didn't have the room at our former Ephrata building to offer ultrasound in a good way. And so God gave us a larger building two blocks away. It's much more spacious, and now we can have ultrasounds there for the moms and dads so they can see their babies. We just moved in the beginning of the year. We had an open house in March, and it has been so exciting to serve clients there.
Any client stories?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. In fact, the very first client, I think, that we did an ultrasound on, she came into our Ephrata Center and she really wasn't sure about the age of her baby. So she got an ultrasound and the nurse said that the baby was about 12 weeks old, which is only the size of a small lemon slice. And the mom was so surprised to hear and to see that her little baby already had arms and legs and was bouncing around inside of her. She became very excited to be a mom. mom, and she got to see this beautiful new life, and it made her feel so special, which is why we do what we do.
I love it. I love it. And I understand that we can see some of these client stories on YouTube.
That's right. If you want to see, you can check out Align's YouTube channel. We have lots of different client stories on there, and you can tell the client stories because it's the first name, like Michaela's story, Nate and Brianna's story, and they're so fun to watch. You just get to see the excitement of parents who were scared at first about becoming parents and then just learning to love their little babies and learn to thrive as moms and dads.
Remind us again where to go for more information on what you do.
Yes, you can visit our website. It's AlignLifeMinistries.org, O-R-G, AlignLifeMinistries.org, and you can find all kinds of information about us, what we do, and how we serve clients, and you can also find out how to get involved there as well.
Wonderful. Do you have any shout outs?
Oh, I would love to say hello to my husband, Tom. He served as a head of medical here today, and I just love him for that. And my daughter, Caroline, and my new son-in-law, Josh, and all their friends, everyone who helped with the 5K, everyone who just helped today in general, and to our good friends, you guys at WJTL, we just love you. So thank you, everyone. That's my shout out.
And Julie, you know, we're going to ask, what is your favorite cookie?
Oh gosh, of course. my favorite cookie. Let me think a minute. I honestly think it's oatmeal raisin today.
Nice.
I think it would be oatmeal raisin.
Yeah. Nice. So the fun goes till 11:30. I know there's some rain, so maybe some of the fun is
a little bit
packing up.
A little bit dwindling. Yeah,
it's only about 20 minutes. I mean, only about 15 minutes. So
Yeah. But if you come, you're still welcome. I think the cotton candy cart is still going strong.
Ooh,
so
nice.
You're welcome. Yes.
Nice. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're saying happy Mother's Day to all moms everywhere.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Yes. And we are sending a song out. This is a Mother's Day song. I think Patrick, is he requesting this for his mom?
Yes.
Yes. And you know, Patrick, you asked about this last week. I thought you were going to request this Mr. Rogers song, so I purposely did not play it during the 10 o'clock theme party hour when we played songs for moms. So here it is, requested for your mom.
One day I said,